WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Relationship Goals, the place where we dish out the real talk on building strong, loving partnerships. Now, I know what you're thinking, another relationship podcast. Haven't we heard it all? Trust me, this is different. We're diving deep into actionable steps, relatable stories, and yes, even a little bit of humor to make navigating love feel less like a minefield and more like, well, a joyful adventure. And today's topic? Something that might seem super simple, but trust me, is the foundation of any rock-solid relationship. Active listening. Ever feel like you're talking to a wall? You know that feeling when your partner is nodding along, but their eyes are glazed over or their phone is subtly peeking out from behind their hand? Yeah, not exactly the recipe for a fulfilling connection, right? Active listening isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding what's being said, both verbally and non-verbally. It's about putting down your own thoughts, silencing the inner monologue, and giving your partner your undivided attention. It's about creating a space where they feel seen, heard, and valued. And guess what? This simple act of presence can work wonders for your relationship. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your listening game. 1. Be present. Put away the phone, turn off the TV, and ditch those distracting tabs on your computer. Make eye contact, lean in slightly, and focus on your partner's words. They deserve your full attention. 2. Reflect and summarize. Show them you're really listening by paraphrasing what they said. So it sounds like you're feeling frustrated because this not only clarifies their message, but also lets them know you're genuinely trying to understand their perspective. 3. Ask clarifying questions. Don't be afraid to ask for more details. Instead of just nodding along, probe deeper with questions like, what made you feel that way, or can you tell me more about? This shows genuine interest and encourages them to open up further. 4. Validate their feelings. Even if you don't agree with their perspective, acknowledge and validate their emotions. Saying things like that sounds really tough or I understand why you'd feel that way can make a world of difference in making them feel heard and understood. 5. Avoid interrupting. Let your partner finish their thoughts without jumping in with your own opinions or solutions. Trust me, interrupting can derail the conversation and send the message that their words aren't important to you. Think about it, haven't we all been there? That moment when you finally get a chance to vent about something that's been bothering you, only to be met with silence, a dismissive shrug, or worse, an immediate attempt to fix the problem without truly understanding your feelings. Yikes. Now imagine this. You're sharing a stressful day with your partner, and instead of feeling judged or rushed, they listen intently, ask thoughtful questions, and offer words of support that truly resonate. They make you feel heard, understood, and valued. That, my friends, is the magic of active listening. Remember, relationships thrive on connection, and active listening is the key ingredient. It builds trust, strengthens intimacy, and fosters a sense of mutual respect. So next time your partner wants to talk, put down the distractions, open your heart, and truly listen. You might be surprised by how much closer you feel. So there you have it. 5 actionable steps to upgrade your listening game and create deeper connections in your relationships. Now I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on active listening in the comments below. What are some tips that have worked for you? What challenges do you face when trying to be a better listener? And don't forget to subscribe to Relationship Goals and share this episode with your loved ones. Let's spread the love and build stronger, happier relationships together. See you tomorrow for another dose of relationship wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.